Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Most often the conception of men is that men have the power to form a church or join a church or even build one. But this concept is not taught in the Scriptures. The apostles never planted churches, organized them, nor did they in any wise build them. True churches are established by Him who is the head of the church. The church is spoken of as a living organism which has its power and cohesiveness not in its rules, structures, covenants, or creeds, but in Christ Himself, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. A true New Testament church cannot function without His daily presence, nor can it be sustained without His constant supply. The Apostle John was given a vision of stars and candlesticks. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. It is interesting that the churches gathered in the various cities are likened unto candlesticks and not candles. All that a candlestick is a holder for the candle. In this illustration, Christ is the candle, for He is indeed the light of His people. This is never demonstrated more clearly than here in the book of Revelation, where He issued warnings to these churches and reminded them of His way and doctrine. Then history records that none of these churches are still around today. So we will learn from that whenever He removes the candle from the candlestick, that it will cease to be a church. How utterly dependent the Lord's true churches are upon Him. They can neither go out nor come in, rise up or sit down without Him. The average so-called church today would never know if the Lord was ever in it or departed from it, because they have an agenda, a plan, and an organization in place that depends on men to carry it out and does not need any outside help. They determine who will be a part of it and clamor to gain new members by whatever means is at their disposal. He who walks among the candlesticks has taught us that the glory of the church is Christ. He is the head of the body. Colossians 1:18 says that in all things He might have the preeminence. The church exists for the purpose of magnifying the glory of His person. The church can add nothing to Him, who is worthy of all praise, but is merely the stage in this world, where it is plainly demonstrated that the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord, and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. The church does not exist for the exaltation of preachers, but for the glory of Christ alone. Woe be to that man or group of men who would attempt to be lords over God's heritage, who love to have the preeminence by exalting their position above that of a mere servant. Through the years, there have been many who have turned their role as an under-shepherd sent to watch over God's flock into a position of kingship over them. There is but one head of the church, and He does not share His glory with any, nor has He established any hierarchies among His people. He hates those who would subjugate those whom He has delivered from all dominion but His own. The light of the church is Christ, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The New Testament church and the gospel are inseparably linked. Wherever you find one, you will find the other. There can be no preaching of the gospel where there is not a clear message of Christ as the absolute Savior of His people. Where the gospel is preached, one will always hear that Christ has finished the work that He came to do. He has obtained eternal redemption for His elect bride. The true gospel knows of no cooperative effort between men and Christ. The life of the church is Christ. Though the church is a living organism, it has no life of its own, but is kept alive only by the constant supply of the life which He supplies. When He no longer walks among the candlesticks, supplying fire and light, that gathering of people are but Ichabod, the glory is departed, regardless of their programs or plans for perpetuity, nor how long they may have existed up until that time. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.